labor leader, anti-authoritarian, disenfranchised convict, and perennial presidential candidate, Eugene V. Debs, on This Moment of Indiana History. Presented with support from the Indiana Historical Society, home of the Holiday Author Fair, featuring more than 90 authors, Sunday, December 4th. More information at indianahistory.org. Born in 1855 to French immigrant parents, Eugene Victor Debs was a lifelong resident of Terre Haute. Having dropped out of school at an early age, Debs first worked on the railroad as a fireman, and the bonds he forged with his fellow workers shaped his lifelong philosophy. Debs began to organize on behalf of the working class, and by 1893, his efforts had resulted in the American Railroad Union, the first industrial union in the U.S. The Railroad Union obtained concessions from the Great Northern Railway after an 18-day strike in April 1894, but the Pullman boycott and strike the following month resulted in intervention by the National Guard, the breakup of the fledgling union, and Debs' imprisonment. Following his release, Debs became an early organizer of the Industrial Workers of the World and a five-time presidential candidate on the Social Democratic and Socialist tickets. Anti-war remarks Debs made during a 1918 speech in Ohio violated the Sedition Act and landed Debs in jail again, where he staged his final presidential campaign, though he had been stripped of his citizenship. After assuming office, his opponent, Warren G. Harding, commuted Debs' sentence. The Sedition Act and the Espionage Act were subsequently declared unconstitutional and repealed. Debs' citizenship was finally restored in 1976, 50 years after his death. This Moment of Indiana History is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations in association with the Indiana Historical Society. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.